Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing and an honor, glory to God, to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Truly, God's mercy are new every morning, and we are grateful for his faithfulness. Praise the Lord, and we're rejoicing in the God of our salvation. Praise the Lord, we are going back into the word of the Lord. Amen. We're doing a teaching entitled Demonology and Deliverance. This segment of teaching is the spirit of pride. Praise God. And the theme scripture for this particular strong man is Proverbs 16 and 18. So we welcome you to just get your Bibles for the next few moments as we go into the Word of God. Before we do that, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for another Lord's day. We thank you, God, for just being God all by yourself. And we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for your faithfulness to us, your people. And God, we ask for your anointing. We ask for the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Father, as we go into your word today, Father, we are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. And we ask you, oh God, to take control and have your way. Holy Ghost, you meet us right here in this session of teaching. Oh Lord, we thank you and we praise you for what you're doing. We thank you for your presence, oh God. We thank you for just being God. And Lord, we give this time to you now. Minister to those that are listening, Father. Feed us manna from heaven. Father God, impart your word, and Lord, that we may walk it out, act it out, live it out, Father God, that it may become such a part of us that you, God, would do something on the inside, change us and transform us into, after your image, after your likeness, because we desire to be only what you would have us to be. And Father, we thank you and we give you glory and we give you honor for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, beloved, we're going over to Proverbs 16 and 18. Praise God. The Bible says, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. And this is one of these spirits that is very arrogant. We talked about arrogance. We talked about pride on our last broadcast. Praise God. And then the being idle, that we should not be idle, and scornful. And, you know, I looked up that word scornful because I just kind of wanted to give a little better view of that word. And to be scornful means to boast. It means to mock, deride, or imitate. It means also to express utter contempt. So when someone is scornful, they show contempt. Praise God. And to me, that's like hatred. They're mocking. They're not really truthful. They don't really sincerely believe. Maybe, let's see if I can put it in an example. If somebody is mocking you, they're making fun of you. Praise God. They really don't care about you per se. They're mocking you. And then they're boastful, they're proud people, someone that scorns, is a scorner, praise God. And so this is all seated in the strong man of pride. It's a symptom of pride, praise God. And so we have to really, really take a look, amen, at ourselves. And sometimes we can deceive other people, praise the Lord, by pretending to be something that we're not. Amen. But the Holy Ghost is always the one that will uncover and reveal our true intents of our heart, our motives, and that type of thing. So, you know, the Holy Ghost is a discerner of truth. Praise God. There's no falsehood in him. So if you have the Holy Ghost for real, praise God, everything that's false in you is going to come out, because the Holy Ghost is not going to dwell in an unclean temple. Amen. Some of us can put on a show, amen, as if the Holy Ghost is really doing something in us, but in actuality, praise the Lord, when truth comes, praise God, and the light comes, anything that's darkness is going to be exposed, praise God, and then you have the opportunity, amen, to deal with that and get it out, praise God. We are thanking the Lord, because the Holy Ghost really will let you know, praise God, even things that you must deal with, praise God. So it's important, beloved, that we stay linked with him, that we stay linked with God, amen, and recognize that if these things are in us, praise God, that we want them out, amen. I don't want anything in my life that's going to cause me to stumble or fall or miss out with God, praise the Lord. Now, another symptom of pride or the spirit of haughtiness is obstinance. And we're going to read Proverbs 29:1. It says, "He that being often reproved hardeneth his heart or his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." So an obstinate person or that obstinate spirit is to be hard, to not to receive. Amen. And sometimes people can pretend like they're really receiving, but then the fruit of it never shows up. You really don't have the fruit or the substance from God that you should have. Praise God, because a person that's stubborn, obstinate, is going to have a stiff neck, amen, and be real stiff-necked and proud, praise God. And this is all seated in the spirit of haughtiness. Now let's go over to Daniel chapter 5, and let's read verse 20 and 21. The Bible says, excuse me, "But when his heart," praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. I don't know what goes on with my voice in the morning time. Praise God. Let's go this again. Amen. Daniel 5, 20 and 21. It says, "But when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly, deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointed over it whomsoever he will." My God, now this was, praise God, I believe this was Nebuchadnezzar, if I make no mistake. Amen. When his heart was hardened, praise God, so much so that God allowed him to be hardened. He was hardened because he rejected God, and his kingdom was taken from him, all of the rulership and everything, because he was lifted up in pride. And there's another example, I believe, over in the book of Acts, where I think it was Herod, amen, got so caught up in himself that he thought he was God, and the very worms came and ate him. Praise God, we must be very, very careful about this spirit of pride, amen, to be lifted up. Now, this king probably thought that, you know, he had it going on, and nothing and no one could pull him down, but God pulled him down. Amen. His very own turned on him, drove him from his throne, dethroned him. Praise God, he ended up eating grass. He ended up pretty much, he was acting just like the beast of the field. Praise God, they fed him grass, and that's where he lived until he recognized that God was God. He ended up dying. Praise God. Now, this is really what happens when we get shows or is an example of what happens when one gets lifted up in pride. When you get lifted up in pride, praise God, you will come down. There's no two ways about it. Praise the Lord. God wants us humble. Praise the Lord. He wants us meek. He wants us lowly. Praise God. The Bible says if you humble yourself under the hand of God, then he will exalt you in due season. Praise the Lord. It's not a good thing, amen, to gloat about what you can do or what you have done. Praise God where you have been. Praise the Lord. We should boast in the Lord. Amen. Our boast should be in the Lord. And if we do boast, praise God, we should exalt him and lift him up, not ourselves, not our even own accomplishments and things that we've done. It's only been by the grace of God. Amen. Because if it wasn't for the grace of God, where would we be on today? Praise God. Amen. So be very, very careful about this spirit. And especially when God really uses us, we have to be very careful that we do not take the glory of God. Amen. That we don't get so lifted up in self, praise God, that it's all about us. It's not about us, praise God, it's about God. So we must stay humble. Don't care how God uses you, beloved. Stay humble before the Lord and recognize that if it wasn't for the grace of God and the goodness and mercy of God, you would be nothing anyway. We're nothing without him, and we can do nothing without him, praise God. We need God in our lives. We need the power of the Holy Ghost, praise God, and we must stay pliable where God can really use us, praise God, to make an impact in this time, praise the Lord. In order to really make an impact, amen, the Holy Ghost must be in charge. Praise God. God must be at the helm, not us. It's nothing that we can do or put together, praise God. We follow the plans and the instructions that the Holy Ghost gives us, and when we do that from prayer, amen, from reading the Word and studying God's Word and being sensitive to him, amen, then God is able to come right along and do the work that he needs to do. Praise God. Now we want to talk about self-deception. Praise God. And let's go over to Jeremiah chapter 4 and let's read verse 16. Praise God. It says, make ye mention to the nations, behold, publish against Jerusalem that watchers come from a far country and give out their voice against the cities of Judah. Let's go over to Obadiah. Amen. Chapter 1 in verse 3. Obadiah. We're going over to a little book here. Obadiah. Praise God. Chapter 1 in verse 3. Amen. The Bible says, the pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. You see, pride is will lead you into deception. Praise God. Thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? And I believe that that really is what happened to, amen, we just talked about Nebuchadnezzar, because he got so lifted up. That's what happened to Lucifer, who had once been such a beautiful angel. God created him. He was an anointed cherub. Praise God. He was a musician. Praise God. A psalmist. Had music all in him. But pride was found. He was lifted up in pride and thought that he could exalt himself over God. Praise God. He got so beside himself. Praise the Lord. And so when you get this type of attitude, you're walking into self-deception. You're deceiving yourself. Praise God. And that's an awful thing to even just think about. Praise God that we have that run into that potential of deceiving ourselves. Praise God. Thinking that we're something that we're not. Praise the Lord. Now let's go over to another scripture over in Proverbs 13:10. We're going to talk about contentious. Being contentious. Proverbs 13 and 10, and we're talking about the spirit of haughtiness or pride. Amen. And the theme scripture is Proverbs 16 and 18. Now, Proverbs 13 and 10, it says, only by pride cometh contention, but with the well advised is wisdom. You know what? It's really, really a wise thing amen, to seek counsel, amen, so that you don't get so lifted up. Sometimes others can see, our leaders can see in us, praise God, what we cannot see. Amen. I remember a few months ago just seeking counsel from my leaders, praise God, over me, praise the Lord, and it was a blessing, praise God, because a lot of times they can see things we can't see, and they have wisdom, and when you, amen, the Bible says it's safety in the multitude of counselors, and so don't be lifted up in pride, don't get so prideful that, amen, even if you need help with something that you don't ask for the help, praise God, that's a part of pride when you don't, when you think that, you know, no one can tell you anything, praise God. You got it going on, praise the Lord. You don't need no help from anybody, but we all need help. Praise God, there's always, amen, there'll be something that'll come along that we'll need someone that has more wisdom than we do, praise the Lord, and we can get the wisdom that we need so that we can remain healthy, amen, and then the will of God can be done in our lives, praise the Lord. Now, another point is self-righteous. Praise God. Let's go over to Luke 18, 11 and 12. The Bible says, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Now, this Pharisee really gloated on what he did, praise God. And he looked at the publican and he says, I'm not like him, praise the Lord. But you know what? All of us, our righteousness is as filthy rags, and all of us, it takes the blood of Jesus to cleanse us and to deliver us, amen. And it takes the blood to keep us, praise God, amen. And so we must recognize that we can never get so lifted up that we're so good and we're better than the next person, praise God. And if you go on and you were to read, the publican knew who he was and what he was. He didn't even lift up his eyes. He said, God, just be merciful to me, a sinner. Praise God. And this is the type of attitude we should have. Amen. God, just be merciful. Amen. But for the grace of God, there go I. Praise the Lord. So self-righteousness is not of God. It is a symptom of the spirit of haughtiness. And then rebellion is another symptom, praise the Lord. Let's travel over to 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 23, a very familiar scripture, I'm sure, that we have read this, amen, many, many times, praise the Lord. 1 Samuel 15, amen, and 23, it says, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Amen. Rebellion is just as bad as witchcraft, praise God. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. Now, this is Samuel talking to Saul. Saul rejected God's word because he failed to obey God. He failed to do the things that God wanted him to do, praise the Lord. It says, He has also rejected thee from being king, praise God, and the anointing was stripped from him, praise the Lord. It's a terrible thing to have the anointing taken, the presence of God walk away from us, praise God. I don't care how gifted or how much we, amen, talented, all of this, amen, we may seem to be, without the anointing, it's nothing. Praise God, just making a bunch of noise. I'd rather have the anointing than be so gifted in all of this and walking in all this and not taking away from it. But in a sense, amen, it's best to, amen, to be under God's hand and let the anointing move the way he wants to, and let him move, amen, in us and through us the way he would desire, praise God, and not get in disobedience and not get in rebellion and not get to where we don't want to do what God wants us to do, praise the Lord, because this man really thought that he, amen, could just do what he wanted and God would accept it, and God did not. God got to a point where he rejected him because he over and over again fail to obey God, praise God. And when we don't obey God, amen, we get into trouble, praise the Lord. Now, the last symptom I want to talk about quickly is rejection. Let's go over to Psalms chapter 10 and verse 4. Psalms chapter 10, verse 4. It says, the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God, God is not in all his thoughts. Now, this is really a powerful scripture. People that don't believe in God and don't trust God, this is where they are, praise God. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. That's you rejecting God. Praise God. You reject God, he's going to reject you. Praise God. We should not reject God. This is seated in pride. Praise God. Thinking, I got it. I don't need anybody's help. Praise the Lord. I know the word for myself and I can do it myself. No, we need one another. We need God and we need his people. Praise the Lord. And finally, let's turn over to Jeremiah 43:2. Amen. Jeremiah 43:2. Praise God. It says, Then spake Azariah, the son of Hosaniah, and Jehonan, the son of Kira, and all the proud men, and I didn't say that right, so forgive me, and all the proud men, saying unto Jeremiah, thou speakest falsely. The Lord our God hath not sent thee to say, go not into Egypt to sojourn there. Now, these men really had pride. They stood up against the man of God, and they stood up against the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. But God used Jeremiah to prophesy. Praise God. A lot of times, God will give us things, amen, to say, and people won't receive it. Praise the Lord. And they'll get prideful and say, God didn't say that. God didn't say that. Praise the Lord. But if God truly said it, amen, he's going to prove it. Praise the Lord. And this man of God had to cry aloud. He had to spare not. Amen. And that's why I believe he was a weakened prophet, because, amen, not that he was timid or any of that, but because he saw such rebelliousness and such disdain that the people had. They did not receive the word of the Lord. Praise God. They rejected God and they rejected his word. Now listen, the spirit of pride attempts to keep you from becoming the creation that God intends you to be. Amen. True humility is recognizing that all of our righteousness is as filthy rags, and that we can do nothing without the help of God and direction from God in our lives. And that is very, very true. We must recognize that we are nothing without God. But when we humble ourselves before the Lord, praise God, he'll lift us up, as I said before. Amen. So we must stay humble. God is the only one who can make something of our lives. It's only God. It's nothing we can do. I don't care how talented we are. Without the hand of God on our lives, moving in and through, amen, we're nothing. Praise God. We must trust him, and we must release our life into his hands. Amen. We must surrender fully to the will of God. Amen. He will guide us, amen, into the places where we can be developed to our full potential. Praise God. Now listen, the spirit of pride attempts to rob us of God's best for our lives. We recognize this in our own life or in the lives of others when we see the following symptoms. Listen. Pride, again, arrogance, contentiousness, scornful, anger, obstinate, stubbornness, rebellion, and boastfulness. We've just talked about all these things. When we see these things in our lives obstructing spiritual progress or trying to take over, we must immediately take the necessary measures to get them out of our lives. Amen. And this is the reason that we share these scriptures and we share on this, because we want nothing. We don't want any stumbling blocks in our way that would prevent us, amen, from really serving the Lord, praise the Lord, and really, really doing what God would have us to do, praise the Lord, amen. Praise God. So we must be very, very careful. Praise the Lord. If you see any of these seeds, any of these symptoms, anywhere, praise God, take it to the Lord. You know, I speak to leaders, amen, right now. Amen. If you're listening, praise God. And God may be using you so mightily, and that's a blessing. It's a blessing to be used by God. But, beloved, I caution you to stay humble before the Lord. Amen. Continue to seek the face of God. Never get so lifted up that you think that you can take the ministry and you can just do it any kind of way. Praise God. You slack off praying, slack off reading, just because God is moving and the gifts may be flowing. Praise God, you need to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. We must be led by his Spirit. Praise God. And so that means we must stay in a consecrated place. Heard the Lord tell me that yesterday. Again, he said, Deb, you have to stay in a consecrated place. Praise God. So much, so many times the enemy constantly wants to pull us away, pull us away, pull us away. But we must stay in that consecrated place. Amen. Stay in there with God. Amen. Because when it all is said and done, only what we've done for Christ is going to stand, praise God. We don't want to present the Lord with our works and their wood, hay, and stubble. Because wood, hay, and stubble, I think they burn, praise God. But the silver and the gold is what is refined. And ultimately, we want the gold, praise the Lord. We want to go for the top prize, and that's the gold, praise God. Not even the silver, not even the brass, that's all good, but the gold is what we should shoot after, praise God. Don't just serve God mediocrely, beloved. Ministers, if you know your ministers, amen, you've accepted that, praise God. Be the minister that God wants you to be, praise the Lord. Be all that God wants you to be, and allow the Holy Ghost to do in you what he desires to do. I want to just pray this prayer, praise God. Father, I want you to listen to this prayer, and I'm sharing this prayer, and you can repeat it back or just listen to it and take it down, because these are prayers, they're deliverance prayers. God wants us free, beloved. He wants us free in our spirit, soul, and body. Father, just say this: I come to you in the name of Jesus. I see that I have not allowed you to reign supreme in my life. Forgive me for this terrible sin. I humbly bow before you with a contrite spirit and ask that you make something beautiful out of my life. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind you, haughty spirit, according to Matthew 18:18, that whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. I recognize you for who you are, a thief and a robber. I refuse to allow you to lead me away from God's will for my life. Thank you, Father, for your forgiveness of this terrible sin. For I loose whatsoever is loosed in earth shall be loosed in heaven. I loose a humble spirit, a spirit of holiness in my life, to lead me in the path which you choose for me to walk. I recognize that I can find that path by reading your word and studying your word, because your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So, Lord, I thank you for hearing and answering my prayer. And, Father, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you, God. Lord, those that prayed that prayer, I want you just to strengthen it. I want you to bring total deliverance in our lives. Don't leave no areas out, Father. Lord, we thank you for strengthening. We thank you that you are a keeper. Oh, God, we thank you for your word today. Help us, oh, God, to keep the word before us that we may not sin against you. We thank you now for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. And truly, we do thank God for this word today. This has been such an on-time and timely word talking about the spirit of pride. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those of you that have listened in and that are listening, tuning in to the broadcast. Praise the Lord. If you would like further information about our ministry, you may go to our website, www.wopministries.org. Praise the Lord. We are preparing for our Women of Power Conference to be held in the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. The dates for our conference is May 19th through the 21st. Praise God, we will be at the beautiful Wyndham Resort there in Orlando, Florida. Praise God, and God has given us such a great lineup of speakers. We thank the Lord for every one of you that are coming already, making plans to join us. And then again, further information about our conference, please visit our website. Praise God, and you can also leave us a prayer request, leave us a comment. Praise God, there's ministry resources, so much there on the website for you. Praise the Lord. Our time is gone for today. But I pray that the Holy Ghost would just take you up in his arms, wrap you so tight, keep you so tightly, praise God, and keep you encouraged, keep you strengthened in the name of the Lord. It is my prayer that you walk in the blessings of God today. Praise God, because the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow. Praise God. Amen. Stay encouraged. Keep looking up. God is working things out just for you. because he loves you. Ah, glory to God. And because he cares. Know that God is your God. Hallelujah. And beside him, there is no other. Until we meet again, be blessed, beloved, in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you is my prayer.